The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1 with Elavon Merchant Services. Growing your business is easy peasy with us by your side.
Sive Ryan, good morning, Sive.
Hi, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me on
today. It's a pleasure. What year are you in Ardscull, Wirra Corbally in Limerick?
I'm in fifth year.
And you wrote a letter to the Taoiseach and the Minister for Education to say what?
I wrote an email to the Minister for Education and the Taoiseach to say that our schools are absolutely freezing and that there was no thought put into it when they were in talks with us. And it's just really cold and there's no one listening.
You'll have to explain it to people because I really, until you hear it from the horse's mouth, you don't realise how cold it must be in a classroom in the middle of winter. What's open in the classroom in terms of doors, windows and everything?
So our windows are all open and our doors are open, and they have to be open because if our CO2 monitors go to red, we have to leave the classroom.
And sometimes those monitors might be going to red anyway, but you just keep going.
But the
bottom line is the cold. So what did you say to the Taoiseach and to the minister in your email?
I basically said that our classrooms are not within the temperatures that they should be. Like, there was a statement released by the INTO saying that they should be, I think it was 17.2, and our classrooms aren't reaching that. They're going way below, and we haven't been in school in January and February since COVID started, and these are the coldest months of the year. So we haven't experienced this cold yet.
Exactly, and that is, so now it's when it goes fully Baltic and you're sitting there going, what happens in terms of uniform? Because I know, I understand that you like your school and this isn't a puppeteer school or anything like that, but it's more, what do you do in terms of, I was talking at home about gloves and fingerless gloves and, jumpers. Yeah. Are you allowed? Is there wriggle room in terms of what you're allowed to wear now?
Yeah, no, we're allowed. We layer up as much as we can. I'm wearing my school uniform now and then I have my jumper and my cardigan and my jacket, and I have leggings on underneath my skirt, and two pairs of socks. I have gloves on and everything. It's freezing.
So you're still cold?
Yeah, I'm still cold.
Okay, I presume the same goes for the teachers and everything. So what is the answer? I mean, if they're saying, look, you have to go to school, to be in school, you have to have everything open. Otherwise, we're going to close the schools down. No one wants that to happen. So what's the answer to this?
I think the answer is to get HEPA filters into every school. I understand that you still have to have the windows open with having the HEPA filters, because the HEPA filters, they filter the air, and then opening the windows lets in ventilation, and the only thing we're missing is the heat.
Yeah. And do you think that you're going to get much of a response? Have you heard anything back yet?
I haven't heard a response directly, but I have heard of the minister being interviewed on my letter, but her response wasn't accurate. The minister said that the windows are to be open between classes, but if we're in the classrooms and our CO2 monitors go to red, we have to leave. Means our airs are contaminated. So
has that happened? Have you left the classroom physically because of the the red?
It has happened once or twice, yeah.
Okay. We'll see where it goes, but I think it's just for people at home who don't have kids in school or don't realise what's happening when the kids come back, and I say kids, young people come back freezing their neck off. It's not just a, God help us, snowflake, we're cold. It's a sincere issue to say we are freezing. Imagine in your house, in your kitchen this morning, every door, every window open. You would be cold, would you not? Sive, good on you for raising that, and I wish you well, and stay wrapped up until you get the right answer.
Thank you so much,
Ryan. Nice to talk to you. Thank you, Sive Ryan. She's a fifth-year student, 17-year-old in Ardscull, Wirra in Corbally in Limerick, and representing the voice of all the school children and schoolgoers in Ireland this morning who have still a couple of months left of that freezing cold to face into. So hopefully they'll hear what they need to hear.